Hi, this is Jim Hale. I'm the pastor of the Saratoga Chapel, and I'm your pastor for today. The seraphim, Isaiah chapter 6, the fiery beings that are around the throne of God. What do they say? Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is filled with his glory. What do they mean? The show, Extreme Home Improvement, a show about struggling families that had broken down homes. Ty the Builder and his team would go and not only fix up, but make a brand new home. Do you remember the last part of the show? The family brought back after the house was made, completed. They would be standing behind a huge bus. There would be hundreds of people, several hundred behind them. The bus would be moved, and they would see their new home, a mansion-like home. The size, the structure, the color, the beauty, so overwhelming that the family would often begin to weep at the joy of having a home like this, and people behind them shouting and cheering. Then they would be taken into the home, and they would see the perfect kitchen, the perfect bedrooms, the perfect basements, the appliances, the furniture, the decoration. And in that moment, sometimes they would turn to Ty and his team, and they would be so overwhelmed they would hardly have words. They would be trying to communicate something. Something like the seraphim. What was it that the seraphim said when they saw the glory of God in all of creation? They would say, holy, holy, holy. What they would see is the absolute source, the creator of all that beauty, and that he was above and beyond even what he'd made. And the seraphim could not stop but cover their faces, almost like overwhelmed. And when you think about what worship is, you realize it is coming to grips with the supreme greatness and goodness of God as he's displayed it in all of creation. Will you today join the seraphim, Revelation chapter 7, and look at the throne? Who is on the throne? The Father and the Son. Will you today cry out with the seraphim, holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is filled with his glory.